I had a powerful conversation with a couple other dads just last night that I'd love to share with you. My name is Nate Carter, and in today's Cornerstone Connection, we're going to be finishing up the book of James, James chapter 5. Well, just last night, I was sitting with a couple other dads, and we were just talking together about just some of the things that are difficult, that we're struggling with in being good dads. And it probably doesn't just apply to dads, probably moms too, but I can only speak from the father's perspective. And so we kind of shared with each other some common things that we continually struggle with and wish we could get better at as we parent our kids. But toward the end of the conversation, one of the other dads said to us, "Well, but what's one thing that you're really good at as a father?" And I so appreciated that question, so that we're not just kind of always putting ourselves down, but that we recognize the ways that perhaps we're succeeding as well. And so we each shared, and I shared, you know, I think that one thing that I'm good at is apologizing to my kids, you know, essentially confessing to them when I've wronged them and asking for their forgiveness. And I think of all the ways that perhaps I've not been a perfect dad, I think that they're learning from me as a model of the importance of saying we're sorry, of apologizing, and in Christian terms, we call that confessing, and then receiving their forgiveness. In James chapter 5, it talks about that very issue. First of all, Paul talks about the importance of prayer. Verse 13, "Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well." Just love James talking about the importance and the power of prayer. So let's not neglect that. But as we go on, look what he says. "And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results." Now, did you catch that phrase, verse 16? Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. Does that make your skin crawl a little bit, the idea of confessing to each other? You know, we don't need a human mediator in order to confess our sins to God. We don't need a priest to mediate in between for us. We can go directly to God, confess our sins. We've already received forgiveness, but we can speak directly to the Lord through the sacrifice of Jesus. But there's still an importance to confessing to one another. And that's what James is talking to us. Why is that important? Well, first of all, it sets things right in the body of Christ. We talk every month before we take communion about the importance of resolving any relational conflict that may exist between a brother and sister in Christ, and even to not even take communion if we haven't made those relationships right. Going, confessing, and receiving forgiveness, and thus building up the body, it's so important. So we have that way of preserving the peace and unity of the body. That's part of confessing to one another. Another aspect is when we confess to each other, we can receive support for some of the areas that we struggle in. And that's what I noticed with my friends last night, is that we could support each other, really, in some of the areas that we struggled in. And as we kind of confess to one another, we could build each other up and encourage each other and help each other to do better. And then lastly, if we're confessing a sin and we just are really beating ourselves up about it, the other person can remind us of the forgiveness that we've already received through Christ. And so that person can serve to help release us from the guilt and shame that perhaps we're heaping on ourselves that's unwarranted, because Jesus died for every sin, past, present, and future. And so that's just a wonderful way that we can be freed up. And it only starts, all those things can only happen if we confess to one another. I hope that doesn't scare you off too much. Anytime I've ever confessed to someone else, another brother or sister in Christ, in my case, another brother in Christ, that's just been a sweet time to receive forgiveness and to be reminded of Jesus's forgiveness. So don't be afraid, but engage in that wonderful practice of confessing to one another and you'll see the wonderful results that occur. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.